Yeah, the whole world today is worried. I don't know why, everybody's worried. The whole world today is puzzled. But Africa, I see people have a passion. People have ideas. People say, this is the future, because I think we have nothing to lose. Europe has a lot to lose. America has a lot to lose. Those countries worry about the losing. They have a lot of puzzle. But Africa, I don't think you have anything to lose. And I heard that Africa, there are so many opportunities, so many complaints, so many problems. That is the opportunity. If you want to be a big company, solve big problems. If you want to be a small company, solve small problems, complaints. All the people, I'm lucky enough, I'm traveling around the world, I see so many successful people, politicians, business people, scientists, artists. I found one quality that all the successful people share. They never complain. They are always optimistic. And the second, they always partner with good people. So this is something we are entering into a very interesting time. And Africa, this is, you are the youngest continent in the world. The average age I heard is only 19 years old. That was amazing. That's the future. I'm calling on every country, pay special attention to next 30 years. Every technology, the first 20 years is about technology company. In the past 20 years, internet companies, Google, Facebook, Alibaba, right? Amazon, these companies control. These companies, very successful. Next 30 years, may not necessary these companies. For sure, it's not internet company will win next 30 years. If those companies, those young people using the internet well will win. Car was not invented in America, but American people using car best. Electricity was not invented in America, but Americans using electricity best. So Africa, we have a terrible, people say we have a terrible internet infrastructure, but I think this is the chance. Why e-commerce grow in China grow better than America? Because we don't have sophisticated e-commerce infrastructure like in America. In America, there are supermarkets and walls and everything is so good. China, no. We don't have such a great payment system. We don't have a credit rating system. Because we don't have that, so we start to high jump. China, when I started the e-commerce, people say, even China don't have a telephone. Why you believe the internet will happen? Yeah, we don't have a telephone, then we have a mobile phone. Nobody expects mobile phone grow so fast. Africa today, I think more than 60% of the people in Africa have a mobile phone. The mobile phone today is much more powerful than the PC. I'm lucky I did not study PC. With a mobile phone, you connect to the world, right? So this is what I feel, that Africa, that the poor infrastructure may giving you the opportunity that you never even imagined. So the thing that also I want to say, I heard so much about Kenya and Africa, is that the forest, the animals, the what? You are guys are living in the paradise. Think about China. China is the kitchen of the world. Very dirty now. The air pollution. So Africa developed. You don't have to follow the other country's model. Africa should be Africa. Using the new technology, protect the environment, protect the animals. It's easy to build buildings, but it is difficult to call the animal back. It's impossible, right? Tell me where in this world you can see so many elephants and lions still walking around. Africa. Tell me where in this world you can still smell the real atmosphere, the new air. That's what, now I understand when I arrive why so many people come to Africa every year and go on. There's no business here, but you have a business to leverage that. And think about If you want to build up a manufacturer base, think in a different way. It's impossible to copy China. And even if you copy China, you have no future. Because the world manufacturer is shifting from B2C to C2B. Normal way is business think about something and sell to the consumers. In the future, because of data technology, every manufacturer should be C2B, consumer to business. The manufacturer has to make their products smart, tailor-made, not large scale. China grow in the period of large container, massive assembly line. Future assembly line is not how many t-shirts you can make for one assembly line with 1 hour. In the future is how many different t-shirts you can make, how many tailor-made t-shirts you can make. So this is something the world is changing. Africa have to think about the way that Africa is good at. And I would say I would do anything to change if I can be young. Tell you one thing, year 1999, I'm lucky enough to find one of the early founders of Yahoo. He was number 40 employees of Yahoo. He joined us, become the CTO of the company. And I asked him, what do you want? He said, Jack, oh, you guys are young. I would spend $1 million to buy 1 year. I said, I sell all my age to you. Today I realized that young age is something that is the best opportunity. Don't be scared of failure. My assets is so many failure stories. There are a lot of stories about us, about me, but none of the books I read about me. Someday, I may write a book. The book's name is Alibaba 1001 Mistakes. This is the best assets that we need to have. Learn from the mistakes. Learn from other mistakes. Not because you want to avoid the mistakes. Because when you face these mistakes, you know how to face it, how to challenge it. And this is critical. So I want to share with all the young people here, students, never give up. There's always opportunity there. It's easy to give up. Keep the hope. The world is challenging, but this is opportunity for young people. E-commerce, internet is the opportunity for country like us, Kenya, China, Africa. The best of people say, well, e-commerce, China's no good. The best place in the world for e-commerce, where? Tell me. I think Europe, you have everything. But why Europe has no internet good internet companies or e-commerce company? They worry too much. They worry about privacy, security, laws, government ready this, government not ready that. When you worry too much, you're scared to move forward. Don't worry. If you make a mistake, try it again and find the good people. Innovation is not from the government. Innovation is from your customer, from the market. And finally, if you want to be an entrepreneur, I give you advice. Always remember, customer number one, employee number two, shareholder number three. This is different from America, shareholder number one. I believe customer number one. If you make your customer happy, they will pay the money. If you make your employees happy, they will be creative, innovative. If your customer employee happy, the shareholder will be happy. Do not spend a lot of time on talking to your shareholders. Spend more time to talking to your customers. Spend more time talking to your employees. And making sure it's the employee share the vision. Making sure they're creative. And also making sure when you hire your employees, find the good people. Find the people who are smarter than you are. Find the people who can be your boss. You think this guy will be my boss in 5 years, hire him. This is the secret. And also the last secret is making sure high enough women on the internet type. This is the one of the secret source of success for Alibaba. We have 47% of the women, 47-48% of the colleagues in our company are women. We have 33% of the senior management of our company are women. Not because we want to keep women. We find women can do much better job on the internet time, on the e-commerce. When I start a business, I say e-commerce is not about computer to talk to computer. E-commerce is about people talk to people, but computer is just a proxy, is the front edge. Women take care of the others better than men. Women understand, women have much high EQ than men. When you have IQ, you have to care about the others. See, when you're online, the engineers, I've got a lot of engineers that have a high IQ. They make good program, but they never care whether the program is user-friendly or not. But women make them very user-friendly. And women really care about the customers behind. This makes our cup, because people like me have no background of technology. The only thing I want to do is make my customer happy. How can I make customer happy? We got a lot of people, and we have a women engineers, women CFO, women CEO, women president. So keep on that. Remember, this is so important. This is why we are seeing so many women presidents, women prime minister, women CEOs. In the future, I think we're going to have a women secretary general of the United Nations. And we need that. And a women chancellor. So that is something I want to share with you. I'm not a politician, I'm a business people. As a business people, we're result-driven. We're efficiency-driven. We're fair-driven. We're result-driven because you have to get result. Otherwise, you only talk. No result, you die. And for advice I give to Kenya, Africa is speed up. You know what I'm saying? For one day, I get some feeling. We have a vision, but you have to get things down and with speed. And the second is efficiency driven. And the third, fair. Business people can never force people to do business with me. It's about a fair trade. So I would say, let's move up. Africa will be the next driving source or driving energy of the world after today's Asia. And this is what I truly believe. And I come here, I don't want to sell anything to you guys. I want to help you to sell your great stuff to the world using internet. Thank you. Thank you.